Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. They're about to shift quickly.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Why opportunity present itself. We're glad to be back in the war room one more time. You're listening now to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Just got in fresh from Nassau, Bahamas. Oh, we thank God, amen, for allowing us the opportunity and making provision, amen, for we can be able to go and see the glory of God. You know, sometimes you have to, amen, just let yourself go sometime. But I come to encourage somebody, amen, that I found that the Lord is a good God. It's the same God that's here that followed me to Nassau, Bahamas. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to the Spirit of God who is the head of my life. I thank God for His goodness. I thank Him for His mercy. I thank God, amen, for allowing me to have the breath of life one more time. The word breath simply means ruha, simply means the wind, and to praise God, and how God blow breath in you, and you can just go head on and rejoice in the Lord. It's a good day to rejoice. This truly is the day that the Lord hath made, and you ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. I thank God for my wife this morning, Milagros Jones. You know, it's a beautiful thing to share your life with someone and to come into companionship. When God said it's not good for the man to be alone, I give you a helpmate. Hey, hell, I give you a helpmate that you can be able to enjoy your life. Her name is Miracle Jones. To be frank with you, Miracle Jones, which is interpreted as far as Spanish, Miracle Jones. Glory to God. There's somebody in need of a blessing this morning. Stop by the radio station this morning to tell you that you are blessed and highly favored in the Lord. We simply thank God. Amen. Also want to recognize our producer on this morning, no other than Sister Karen Hubbard. Amen. The voice of Hidden Places, the woman of God here sitting in and allowing us. We cannot do it without the engineer pushing the buttons and being anointed by God. And that's why we're able to bring you this message courtesy of Jesus Christ and copyright, corporated by Jesus Christ. You see movies that is corporated by something, and we have been ordained, amen, to be here. We got a right to be here. We got a right to call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible souls declare, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, that we have blessed you coming out of the house of the Lord. See, I'm coming to understand some folk want to come in their own name, but there's only power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's a change in the name of Jesus. There's a reformation in the name of the Lord. We want to make an announcement on this morning. We want to thank God, amen, for the woman of God, the apostle Rebecca Ingram, the apostle of revivalessness. Amen. To revive, to awake, amen, out of something, to wake up out of your sleep, to get an impartation word from the Lord. The woman of God is in Miami. for this revival that kicked off on Friday night, I believe, Thursday night, Thursday the 23rd, the 24th, and tonight, which is April the 25th, is the last night, 7950 Northwest 22nd Avenue in the beautiful city of Miami, Florida. The woman of God will be bringing the word, and the title is to rise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord have risen upon you. Glory to God. So those in them areas, I understand that WCNO 89.9 FM, 12 watts, amen, 12 different counties, I'm sorry, but 100,000 watts that you can be able to tune in to this radio station, even much in the city of Miami, Florida. And I begin to just turn my dial there, and I begin to pick it up, glory to God, coming into the port of Miami. Amen. So the woman of God would be there on tonight, and you can go and hear a word, dynamic teaching from no other than Apostle Rebecca Ingram, powerful woman of God. Also have a global ministry, senior global pastor in Africa. Glory to God. And she's, God is endeavoring her to do a great thing, E-much and global wise. Hey, God is a good God, and God's hand is moving and is about to shift. Now, not much longer now, things is about to shift quickly. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. Let us go into a word of prayer. Divine Father, we thank you for one more time. Oh, God, we thank you for your presence. Oh, God, Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The Lord, our God, our peace. God, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, Lord, we ask you, oh, God, to move right now, not by might nor by power, oh, God, but by your spirit, saith God. And, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for your goodness and your mercy. And if it had not been for the Lord, for who was on your side, I heard the Bible says that men would have swallowed you up, but we have escaped. Lord. Glory to God as a fowler, amen, into the bird have escaped, amen, and God have allowed us to see, amen, the land of the living, escape out of the snare, yes, the fowler. We thank you, oh God, for all you have done and what you're going to do, past, present, and future. Now we ask you to just touch your hearts of your people, God, each and everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank God. We do certainly want to present a word to you, if we would, if that's all right. How God have continued to move by his power, and how God have made himself known. And I'm excited. On this morning, I'm excited how God have always have went on and prepared a way. But the Bible souls declare in the book of Psalms, when they begin to say that the Lord is have done a thing, and he that have done that have done marvelous things, and this is the Lord's doing, for what the Lord have done in a one's life. And God has continued to do such an amazing work in your life. But God had begun to speak to me and say that my people have got to a place where they have got too complacent or too comfortable in their own setting. But the word of the Lord says, Psalms 118:23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. And you begin to think about that particular verse where when he said it is marvelous in our eyes, it is a messianic psalms often associated with David for the triumph, what David had been through. And it translates into the New Testament that applies to Jesus, is associated with that. And this particular psalm is to celebrate his victory, King David, his establishment as king, or the bring of the ark to Jerusalem. And when you begin to rejoice in the Lord
And when you begin to reminisce on God, and I said this, when God began to lead me in this way, as I begin to go and experience the glory of the Lord and God's, all God's creation, and I begin to meditate on the word of the Lord. And as I begin to meditate on the word of the Lord, and I begin to see folk, and I begin to see what other folk do when they're on their leisure time, and I come not to judge or to questioning anyone about their faith and what they'll do with their personal time. We as a one, as a people of God, and as a corporate of God, and as an individual in a collective group of folk, but it all boils down to Jesus and him, amen, and your relationship with him alone. And we're living in a place and living in a world that there's a lot of temptations that going on about. And I'm talking about folk have made a proclamation, if you would, to know the Lord as their Lord and personal Savior. But Jesus began to speak and say that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing to go all the way. So having said all of that, when Paul began to speak in 1 Corinthians, that 6th chapter, around about the 12th verse, when Paul said that all things are lawful, but all things is not expedient to me. All things are lawful. I got to understand, amen, this morning, that when he died and carried all my sins, that I can go places where the enemy may lurk, and I can go and I can be a witness for the Lord wherever I go. But I don't have to participate in certain acts. Because why? Because I have been vindicated. I have been set free. I have been dismissed from all charges, have been dismissed from you. Glory to God. And when you walk about, and when you go through things in your life, and when you're being in a place where the enemy tries to come in like a flood, but the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you begin to rise up, and there's a standard, amen, that meets all expectations. And this is the standard of God, and the power of God, the manifestation of God, the explicitly of God in detail of telling how a child of God are to conduct themselves. Glory to God. See, we come in the name of the Lord. Come not with a fashion or form or show or trying to impress someone. No, you're coming in God because you have been vindicated, you have been exonerated, you have been set free. Glory to God. In whom the Son made free is free indeed. So you and free to indulge yourself in the glory, amen, of God. See, a lot of folk feel like it's too hard to live this Christian life. It's too hard to be a believer of Jesus Christ. It's too hard, you know. And I don't see how they live, because they don't have, look like they don't have no fun. But I come to tell you, we had a blast on the ship. We had a good time in the Lord. It is clean in the Lord. It's clean in the eyes of the Lord. We just ravish ourselves in the Lord. Amen. To continue to come before prayers and supplications. Glory to God. And begin to even share, amen, the love of Christ wherever our ones may go. Ain't nobody trying to change and try to act and be like the world and be conformed to this world. No, sir. We begin to come and lift up the name of Jesus wherever you may go. Paul said that rejoice in the Lord. And he said, again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. And there beginning to be a shift in a one's life. God is giving a shift. God is giving you a demand, amen, for you to walk in the newness of of life. See, because when you begin to walk in the newness of life, glory to God, you begin to walk in the light. You begin to walk in the ordination of God. Because God has predestined you to walk, amen, in power. Amen, that you don't have to fear not, glory to God, because he has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you the love, power, and of sound mind. This is why my mind has been illuminated. Your mind has been illuminated. You have been transformed, that you're walking in the unknown. The Bible sows the cloud in 2 Corinthians, that 5th chapter, verse 7. We walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. I'm not walking that I can, I'm going to see something that I'm walking. See, I'm walking by faith. I'm walking up under the jurisdiction of God. I'm walking in the limitations of God. I'm walking in the transcending of God. God is ordering my steps. Amen. And the Bible sows the cloud that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Delighteth in his way. You know, I'm boasting in the Lord. That's why we lift up the name of Jesus. That's why we say hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Son of God, man of God, sister, amen, woman of God. When we begin to lift your hands to heaven, glory to God, you begin to say hallelujah to Jesus. I come to find that the word hallelujah is a Hebrew word that is combined. The word hallow, glory to God, simply means to praise, amen, to give God honor, to give him the highest praise. It's a two-part word, and the word lu simply means to praise God. But when you look at the word hallow, simply means to praise him, and it simply means to boast in the Lord. And when you begin to boast in the Lord, there's victory in that. There's triumph in that, and there's victory, and you begin to praise God. You begin to feel good, amen, on the inside. Glory to God. As we begin to look into our text, as we're coming up out of Psalms 118, the Bible sows the cloud. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. God is good. Glory to God. The Hebrew word for good means tov, which simply means to be pleasant or beautifully or morally good, simply describing, amen, goodness with God. Amen. Glory to God. Something that is a manifestation, something that gonna come to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Something that is a benevolence. Amen. There's something of the mercy and the love kindness and the tender mercies of God. Glory to God. God got us wrapped up, amen, in his everlasting love. Glory to God. And as I begin to look and begin to inquire of the Lord, if you will, and God began to tell me, amen, something about that stone. Something about that stone, that living stone. Glory to God. Psalms 118 and 22. The stone which the builders rejected became the head of the corner. Yes, sir. And it begins to go in the next verse below Psalms 118, that 23rd verse. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Yes, sir. And the Lord have done a new thing in a one's life. You know God ain't done some new thing. You ain't got to give him you don't want to give him the glory. I praise God for you. Amen. Glory to God. You need to praise God. Amen. Praise God for your family already. Praise him. Amen. For what he already have done. Glory to God. Praise him. Amen. For your tomorrow. Glory to God. We don't know where it's at. Amen. We don't know what, amen, lies in stake for, but what we do know, amen, that all we got to live now is now. Amen. The Bible sows the cloud. Amen. That our life is as a vapor, and it appears for some time or a moment, and then it vanishes away. So there's time that we must make haste now to praise God in his goodness and the beautiness of his holiness. But let's get back to the stone which the builders rejected, disallowed indeed of men. Amen. But chosen, amen, of God. You're chosen of God. That stone, amen, which the builders rejected when he came, amen, when he came unto his own, the Bible sows the cloud. And when he came unto his own, amen, and the world was framed came by him, amen, and the world was made by him, amen, but yet though, amen, he came unto his own, and his own received him not, amen, but there was some folk, there was a collective group of folk, there was some people that wanted to be a change in their life, there were some people wanted to reach out, there were some people, amen, that was tired of being in darkness, glory to God, that same light that shine in darkness, amen, the darkness comprehended it not, amen, but that light, amen, a light, amen, that he said that I am the light of the world, and he said I am, and that me being the light of the world, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world, glory to God. See, as you begin to look back in Jesus' days, amen, and when the Jews, amen, they came to Jesus, glory to God, amen, because his time was short on this earth, amen, so they had to get in a hurry quickly, amen, they had him right there in the flesh, he was manifested in the flesh. The Bible so declared that the word of God became flesh and it dwelled among us, glory to God, and we beheld his glory. Come on, that's the same glory. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Glory to God. But Jesus was in the flesh with them. Now Jesus was resurrected now. Amen. Now this is the same power of God that shall quicken your mortal body. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Amen. Dwells on the inside of you. That's why I can say no to sin. That's why I can say no to hate. That's why I can say no, amen, to if I want to indulge in sin. Why? Because it's the spirit of God. Amen. That have arose up in a one, amen, to know, amen, that I can choose good, amen, over evil, glory to God. I can choose, amen, sweet over bitter, amen, glory to God, because the chosen word of God, glory to God, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. Somebody have been persecuted on this morning. Somebody feel like giving up on this morning, but I come by the radio station fresh out of the port of Miami, glory to God, to tell somebody, you ain't got to throw in the towel, glory to God. Your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are saved by hope. But what a man see it, why yet hope for? Amen. You don't got to see it. Only thing you got to do is just continue to walk in it. Amen. A good man walketh in the integrity of the Lord. You know what that means? Walking in the integrity of the Lord. Hold your head up high. Lift up your head. Glory to God. Amen. Because we are living in the last and evil days. But you got to get yourself in order. You got to get yourself in victory formation right now, because you have the victory. The Bible souls declare, thanks unto God who giveth us the victory. And there's victory in the name of Jesus. That's why there's only one good name, amen, that we can call upon, amen, and his name is Jesus, amen, the Messiah, glory to God. His name means the anointed one, amen, in Greek, the anointed, amen, the Messiah, amen, because God have anointed him, amen, with power in the Holy Ghost, amen. Come on here, who went about doing good, come on here. What about you this morning, amen? Are you going about doing good, amen? What have you done, amen, since you done gave your life unto the Lord, amen? Have there been a change in your life? There must. Jesus said there must. God said there got to be a change in a one's life. I don't care if you done turned back, glory to God, but repent ye therefore, for the kingdom of God in hand. The Hebrew word repent simply means to turn back, or to turn, or to make about face, or to turn back, amen, to do that which is right, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Not just having a zeal for God, amen, but having, amen, want to know how, having a willingness, amen, to eat from the land of the good, amen. If you be willing and obedient, amen, your land is right over there, amen. You ain't got to do nothing but walk in it, amen, and walking in the goodness of God. I'm walking in the power of God. Amen. I should not fret, but I'm resting in the Lord. Amen. Somebody have not hearkened unto the voice of the Lord. Amen. Now I'm telling you now that it is your time right now. See, we get to the point, amen, as being a corporate group and the people of God. Amen. God began to deal with me and say that people is losing their zeal. Amen. For God. Having a zeal for God. Amen. Having, you know, but denying the power thereof and the knowledge of God. Amen. And going about establishing their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. See, this time time out for that. Hey, man, you got to submit yourself to the righteousness of God. Folk wondering, hey, man, why they're going through things, what they're going through, like something strange that happened to you. I come to inform somebody, amen, on this morning, and now that you know the Lord rather than know of him, amen, some folk feel like they ain't no go through nothing in their life, amen, because they done made a change. Somebody done told you need to get your life right with the Lord, amen, but the enemy is still chasing after you, and he's going to continue to chase after you. Glory to God. Amen. Don't you know you're going to come out as pure gold, amen, as firing, amen, as they do pure gold. Glory to God. I'm reminded, amen, that it go through fire, amen, and it be tried by fire, amen. Glory to God. But when you've been tried by fire, amen, you're going to come out in pure gold, amen, pure gold, amen, that shineth abroad, amen, it's so shiny, amen, that it you can't even see it. It's the glory of God, amen, that when Moses went up to the mount, amen, he couldn't even see it because it was the glow of God. It was the power of God. Amen. Now you got to tell the devil, amen, to look flat foot right now, amen, and say no more, amen, for I have been redeemed by the Lord. And now you need to raise your hand, amen, and boast in the Lord, and let the redeem of the Lord say so, amen, right now, to claim victory right now. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what they talking about. I don't care what it seemed like. I don't care what it appears to be. Amen. I know that the Lord, amen, what the Lord said. Come on here. And I have come to understand, amen, for the days are evil now, glory to God, that we need to walk circumspectly, amen, not as fools, come on here, but as the wise, amen, redeeming the time, amen, because the days are evil. It's a good thing to praise the Lord now, friend, amen, to get to know him now, amen, in the fullness of God, amen. There's a purpose, amen, that you walk in your purpose now, amen. You ain't got to wait till tomorrow, amen, because tomorrow is not promised, amen. Now is the acceptable time, now to get to know him now, amen. And I begin to break down that word, amen, in 1 Peter 2:5, where the Lord begin to give me, amen, a divine revelation, glory to God, amen, as a lively stone, amen, built up a spiritual house, amen, a holy priesthood, that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Amen. Simply mean, amen, to be in a place where you know God. Amen. And no interference, amen, is coming up in here. No distractions is coming up in here. Amen. The enemy is not going to penetrate up in here. Amen. We need to know God now. Amen. Why there's opportune time now. Amen. For not to lack opportunity, but get to know him now. Glory to God. We thank God our time have come, amen, abruptly to an end. Glory to God. We do pray that there's something that we said today, amen, that the Lord has surely ministered, amen, unto you today. Amen. We love God this morning. We come to tell somebody. I know you love the Lord too this morning, but God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. My son, amen, love me, amen, because I am him. I am him. Before the day was, I'm God. Come on here. Before you even formed, before you even woke up this morning, I'm God. See, some folk, amen, have put other people as their God. Amen. Putting trust in man, amen, rather than them, and then putting trust in the creature rather than the creator. Come on here. But I have been persuaded this morning, neither death nor life, nor things at present, nor things to come, amen, shall separate me from the love of God. Amen. What shall separate you, amen, from the love of God? Somebody then turned away from the faith. The Bible says the cloud, Jeremiah 3:14, turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you. The bridegroom is married unto the bride. God married unto you. You have been claimed by the Lord. God have claimed you. You've been created for his purpose, for one purpose only, and that is to give him the glory and to turn your life over to God, because he knows your ways. He know your downsetting. He know your uprising. Yes, yes, yes. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Everybody gonna taste and see. You drinking that coffee this morning. We're glad, you know, and you just, wherever you at, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Okeechobee, know that the Lord is a good God. You have been listening to Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. We're gonna let you know God bless you. And we love you. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.